currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Pam Jardine. Many Kirkland Elementary School students are enjoying their old school for the first time. The Lake Washington School District opened three new schools this fall: Carl Sandburg, Helen Keller, and John Muir Elementary Schools. The new school buildings replaced existing schools under the district's modernization program and were funded by a $436 million bond measure passed by voters in 2006. The modernization program is an effort to upgrade or completely rebuild area schools to meet the needs of today's educators and students. Sandburg Elementary School Principal Heather Frazier said her new school is not only meeting but exceeding her staff's expectations.
It's extraordinary. It's more than we hoped. You know, you hear the input and the dreams of the different people who are contributing, but then to walk in and see that it really is fulfilling those hopes.
There are many new features shared by the new schools, from updates in technology to cafeterias, which were absent in each of the old buildings. However, there is one feature that stands out amongst the others as a faculty favorite, according to Keller Elementary School Principal Tim Stonich.
I think it's probably each of the learning centers where you have classrooms that are surrounded by a shared community space. There are four classrooms in each of our four different pods. They have a central area that they can have large meetings in. Teachers can move kids from one space to another without disturbing other classrooms. It's really an exciting place that can really get our teachers doing collaborative work, not only by grade to grade, but also multi-age. We can move from fifth graders down to come on down and work with first graders. It's really designed to be a really easy flow from classroom to classroom and space to space. I think the learning centers are my most exciting part of the school, the pods and the classrooms that surround them.
These shared learning spaces and the classrooms connected to them, sometimes referred to as pods, give teachers a tremendous amount of flexibility in their approaches to instruction. Muir Elementary School Principal Jeff DeGallier believes the pod concept will better serve students today by preparing them for their professional lives tomorrow.
We have what look very much like traditional classrooms, but adjacent to every classroom is a shared learning space where students can work collaboratively, they can work in small groups, with instructional assistants, and it's going to really help our students and us as educators model for our students the collaborative work that we know is really important in 21st century skills. Students who are prepared to go out into the workforce knowing how to collaborate.
Another feature that each of the principals were thankful for in the design of the buildings is the amount of natural light that pours into the classrooms, libraries, and common areas.
They love the windows and all the outdoor spaces that they can work in. They don't know that it's all work, but it's just these beautiful patios. So lovely weather, you might learn outside, or you could step off into a shared space and work there. So I think they're talking about all these places to learn and feeling very comfortable in those places.
Sandburg Elementary is the largest among the three schools with nearly 500 students. Keller and Muir Elementary Schools have an enrollment of nearly 400 students. To learn more about the new schools, visit the schools in person or go to lwsd.org. As children make their way to their new school this fall, they will certainly pass by one of Kirkland's 15,000 plus storm drains located throughout the city. Storm drains are rectangular grates with slats and are normally near the edge of the street. These grates collect water, which then flows to the nearest stream or lake. Leaves and debris can block rainwater from flowing into storm drains and often cause localized flooding. As a Kirkland resident, you can help the City of Kirkland's Public Works Department keep streets safe and clear and reduce property damage caused by flooding by adopting one of these storm drains near your home or workplace. To pledge your support, download and sign an agreement to clear one or more storm drains near your home or business. This debris can be placed in your yard waste, trash, or recycling container. To download the agreement, go to kirklandwa.gov and search for Adopt a Drain. Stormwater will once again flow into Lake Washington from Cochrane Springs Creek following the completion of a restoration project between the City of Kirkland and Kilroy Realty, one of the West Coast's largest commercial property owners and developers. City of Kirkland Mayor Joan McBride and Kilroy's Senior Vice President Mike Shields were on hand to remove a temporary dam and release the flow of water, which at one time was Kirkland's sole source of fresh water. Large deposits of silt and debris littered the creek, and water had not flowed out of the estuary for more than 40 years. This plugging caused extensive localized flooding in the adjacent business park and significantly diminished trout and salmon spawning in the creek. The City of Kirkland recognized the need to repair the creek, but funding for the project went to more pressing matters. Kilroy funded the entire cost of the project, which totaled nearly $130,000. The City of Kirkland honored its outgoing board and commission members during the 28th annual All-City Boards and Commissions Dinner, held September 20th. Mayor Joan McBride was joined by fellow council members, outgoing and incoming commission and board members, and a host of city staff to show their appreciation for the support and service of advisory board members to the community. Over 30 honorees were recognized for their terms on various commissions. The city has over 10 advisory boards, totaling more than 100 volunteers. If you think you're interested in serving as a volunteer public servant, visit kirklandwa.gov and search Boards and Commissions. Election Day is right around the corner. Washington State residents must mail their ballots in or drop them off at the ballot van at Kirkland City Hall before the polls close on November 6th. This year's general election will decide many important campaigns, to include the race for the President of the United States. Additionally, Kirkland residents are being asked to decide on Proposition 1, which is a levy for city street maintenance and pedestrian safety, and Proposition 2, a levy for city parks maintenance, restoration, and enhancement. To learn more about the general election and all legislation on this year's ballot, go to kirklandwa.gov and search for 2012 ballot measures. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.